Hello, and welcome back to the Still Waiting for My Letter podcast. It has been a long time. Way too long. Sorry about that. My brother came home and took over his room where my computer is, and I was trying to get music, but I was failing a little bit, and then school and a whole bunch of other stuff. I can't even name everything that happened in between my last episode, which was like when? January 9th. And now. I usually will not wait that long if I can help it. So, sorry about that. I have two unread messages.
Sorry, I just logged back to Podomatic. Oh, they're both from Podomatic. That's not cool. Delete. Yes. No. Him. Off topic. Okay. So, I don't know who I welcomed and who I haven't to my MyLeaky group. So, I'm just going to re-welcome everyone. So, we've got Shaq Shikro7, Theo, Kristen Granger, Hedwig, and Ravenclaw Seeker. Hello.
So, I have one follower. That's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Okay. So, on to the book for everyone who has totally forgotten, because I did. I had to check my list where we were in Chamber of Secrets. We're on chapter 5, The Whomping Willow. Ooh. Okay, that was pretty lame. So, The Whomping Willow starts off with Harry sad that the summer's ending because he enjoyed the burrow, you know, and so business as usual in the burrow. So everyone's forgetting things, you know. I love Harry. He's like, Harry couldn't see how 8 people, 6 large trunks, 2 owls, and a rat were all going to fit into one Ford Anglia. I love how he includes the rat, because the rat can go in someone's pocket. So I found it kind of funny that he included the rat. Just saying. So he shows how everything's been magically expanded, and Mrs. Weasley must really be ignorant to the Muggle world, because she goes, Muggles do know more than we give them credit for, don't they? I mean, you'd never know it was this roomy from the outside, would you? I'm thinking, common sense would make you realize that, you know, maybe something's not right. Just common sense, if you ask me. So everyone keeps forgetting things. Sorry. And then, yeah, and then they finally get there. And I'm wondering, why wouldn't one of the adults stay until, why wouldn't one of the adults stay until all of the kids got across? I mean, like, I don't know. It wouldn't make me feel too great if I felt that my parents just assumed that I would be able to get to the barrier. So I'm trying to do something on my computer and talk at the same time, and I'm learning that's failing. So I'm not going to do that anymore. So, yeah, I find it kind of stupid that the parents wouldn't wait until they have all made it across the barrier, but that's just me. And then we know Ron and Harry can't get through the barrier. Ugh. Annoying phone calls. Sorry about that. Okay, so. They're all like, We can't go on. Oops. Have you got any muggle money? The Dursleys haven't given me pocket money for about 6 years. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but King's Cross is in London, isn't it? I mean, how far away would it have been from Diagon Alley? And if it wasn't that far, could they have gone to Gringotts? And, like, exchanged muggle money for their wizarding money for muggle money? I mean, if they think to drive the car to Hogwarts, wouldn't it have made more sense to, I don't know, find a better means? Or, I don't know, waited for their parents? I'm just saying, this is kind of stupid. It just bugs me. And Harry's feeling of panic turned suddenly to excitement. Mine wouldn't, I'd still be panicking. But that's just me. He starts the ignition with a... Ron starts the ignition with another tap of his wand. And he opens the trunk with wands. So, isn't that, like, magic? And when the... misuse of magic have caught on to that fact, or am I just behind on the news and that's actually not using magic? You know, and then they're driving the car and I'm all like, I wouldn't like this. And how does Ron know what an airplane is? He says all we've got to worry about now are airplanes. And, like, if they don't know what basketball is, as we've clearly established, how would they know what an airplane is? Seriously. Sorry, these things bug me a little sometimes. And they're talking, blah, blah, blah. The car's probably just tired. And then they see Hogwarts, and I'm thinking they must have been driving that car for a very long time. Wouldn't it have run out of gas? Or does it not run on gas? Just wondering here. And they fall into the tree. And they ran into the lovely Whomping Willow. And I love how Ron goes, that was close. Well done, car. I know this is the magical world and thing and stuff and whatever, but do you seriously think cars in the magic world? If so, that would bug me a little. And Hedwig's now mad, and Ron yells, come back, dad'll kill me. And I'm thinking, that's what you're worried about? I do love what Ron says here, though. Can you believe our luck? Of all the trees we could have hit, we had to hit the one that hits back. And I'm all like, yes, that is awesome. And they're all like, my question is, how did they get into the Great Hall? That was the word I was looking for. Because don't they have to get through the gates? And don't the gates close? And how would they get through them without a teacher noticing? And I don't know. It just bugs me a little. And Ron goes, maybe he's ill. Maybe he's left because he missed out on the Defense Against the Dark Arts job again. I love these kids. They really must hate their teacher. Or maybe, said a very cold voice right behind them, he's waiting to hear why you two didn't arrive on the school train. I'm all like, dude, I love when teachers sneak up on you like that because you're not expecting them and it bugs you because it bugs me. So, the train isn't good enough for the famous Harry Potter and his faithful sidekick, Weasley. Wanted to arrive with a bang, did we, boys? I find it interesting that he speaks softly here. Because when do we ever actually see Snape speaking softly? And how did they get the headline so quickly? You know, usually with papers, it's the next morning that they get the story, not the same night. That's a little weird. Yeah. I also find it interesting that Snape goes on to call the Whomping Willow the very valuable Whomping Willow because it's kind of scary. I don't like the tree very much, and I don't see how he would either, but then again, because, like, the tree was only planted because of Lupin, right? And Lupin was one of his enemies, so you would think that he wouldn't like it and wouldn't call it valuable. Just saying. Okay, seriously, how long is this chapter? Okay, so, at least McGonagall lets them explain. Just saying, because she goes sit, and then she says explain. And then McGonagall gets all logical, and I love when people get logical when you haven't been logical. I didn't think. That, said Professor McGonagall, is obvious. And that seems kind of out of character for me. Because while McGonagall is stern, that line seems more of a Professor Snape line than a Professor McGonagall. Professor McGonagall would more be like, I'm very disappointed in you too. To me, at least. And then they're worried that they're being expelled. They have to write to the families and, you know. And then Professor Dumbledore talks about this delicious looking custard tart that he wants to sample. And, you know, it's all good. And they got detention. And they ate here. And the plate kept refilling itself because it's magical and password, or they don't know the password. We haven't been expelled. Hermione's freaking out. It's like we haven't been expelled. Okay, I love their password, Waddlebird. Where do they come up with these passwords? And, of course, all the older students are all like, that's awesome, except for Percy. And do there... this is just a question, because I didn't really understand it. So, do their dorm rooms, do they just change the plaques every year from first year to second year to third year to fourth year to fifth year? And also, there's, like, five of them in the dorm. But there's gotta be more than five of them being all the fifth year, in this case, second year boys. I mean, there's Neville and Seamus and Harry and Ron. Dean, Seamus, Neville, Ron, and Harry. But is that all of the fifth year, the second year Gryffindor boys? Because that's pretty sad if that's true, but it seems like you get sorted with, like, four other males, and that's it. I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me. But I guess that would make 20 in a class, because there'd be five guys, five girls from each house, and there's usually two houses in each class. So I guess it makes sense. And that'd be 10 per year, 7 years. That'd make 70 students in each house. That make, like, 270 students or something. I don't know. My brain's not working. Or 280 students like that. It seems like a very little amount, but hey. Sorry, off topic there. Okay. So, chapter 6, Gilderoy Lockhart. So they have to face the Howler. Ooh. Sorry, I always love the Howlers. This one says, stealing the car, I wouldn't have been surprised if they expelled you. You wait till I get a hold of you. I don't suppose you stopped to think what your father and I had gone went through when we saw that it was gone. Letter from Dumbledore last night. I thought your father would die of shame. We didn't bring you up to behave like this. You and Harry could have both died. Absolutely disgusted. Your father facing an inquiry at work. It's entirely your fault. And if you put another toad of lime, we'll bring you back straight home. Dude, can you imagine getting yelled at by your mom in front of your entire school and your mom's not even there? Oh, I would hate that. That would kill me. And then they're in the greenhouses. And Gilderoy Lockhart's trying to be all cool and awesome, but he's failing. And Lockhart's all like, Harry, 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 Harry. And he's blaming himself for Harry being an attention-seeking brat. It's a fail. And then they're talking about the Mandrake, because that plays a huge role later on, because otherwise they wouldn't even be learning about the Mandrake. Because if it didn't play a part in the story later on, they wouldn't teach us about it. They always seem to do that. So they're talking about the Mandrake, or the Mandragora. Mandragora, sorry. Mandrake, or Mandragora, is a power of restorative. Sorry, I can't speak today. And then we meet Hufflepuffs, because we don't really meet them except for Cedric and Justin Finch-Fletchley. And of course, he plays an important role later on because Harry tries to kill him. I put air quotes around that, but you can't see that because it's just a speaking thing. And now Ron's wand doesn't work, and they're transfiguring stuff. And they've got D.A. this afternoon, and Ron is taunting Hermione, and we meet Colin Creevy. Yeah, I love Colin. It's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. I love Colin, and Colin's trying to be all brave, but failing. Ron's all just like, eat slugs, Malfoy. And then he gets taunted for the Howler, and I feel so bad. Then Gilderoy Lockhart shows up, and he's trying to make it seem like he's saving Harry by saying a double portrait, what could be better? But really, he just wants more fame. I love this line. You could have read an egg on your face. You'd better hope Creevy doesn't meet Jenny, or they'll be starting a Harry Potter fan club. I don't know about you, but I'm part of a Harry Potter fan club. I'm part of many Harry Potter fan clubs, actually. And then they have a quiz about the books, which you don't have to read before you walk into class, people. It's not some rule that you have to read all of your books all the way through. In fine detail before your first class. You don't have to. It's just Lockhart being a selfish little prat going, what is Gilderoy Lockhart's favorite color? What is Gilderoy Lockhart's secret ambition? When is Gilderoy Lockhart's birthday and what would his ideal gift be? And I'm all like, grr. His secret ambition is to rid the world of evil and market his own range of hair care products. That is sad. I love how Hermione raised a trembling hand. When does Hermione ever not When is Hermione ever afraid to raise her hand? Seriously. So Lockhart makes these sound all scary and whatever, and they're freshly cut Cornish pixies, and it's all like, what? And then, of course, Gilderoy Lockhart has no idea what he's doing. And they finish with Ron being a little bit insightful, because Hermione goes, you've read his books, look at all these amazing things he's done. He says he's done, Ron muttered. So, that's Ron actually being kind of insightful. We don't see that very often. Anyways, thank you if you're actually going to listen to this, because I don't deserve it. I haven't uploaded in, like, months. I'm horrible, I know. But if you are listening, thanks. I'm sorry if this isn't up to what it usually is, but I have a lot of work to do. But I wanted to get one of these out, and hopefully it won't take me months to get the next one out. So, till then, as always, still waiting for my letter, forever and ever. Lots of love.